Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking to Carolyn Romer now, Executive Director of the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools, about how the charter school students are doing, how the legislative session went, et cetera, et cetera. How are you doing, Caroline Romer?
Good morning. How are you?
I am okay. How does Caroline Romer go from whatever she was when she was 7 years old and wanted to be, I don't know what you wanted to be, because everybody has a story, and I like to hear them, to become the, because I can't believe, Caroline, when you were, is it Carolyn or Caroline?
It's Caroline. I've been called worse.
All right,
but
Caroline,
Caroline,
I can't believe that when you were seven, your parents said, so Caroline, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you said, I want to be the executive director of the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools. Did you or not?
No, that it didn't work that way, but I didn't go far off course. I was raised in a family that very much loved Louisiana and deeply believed that for Louisiana to be, you know, the great state we are and to be sustainable meant we all needed an opportunity for a good education. And I also cut my teeth on knocking on doors for my dad in, 1972 when he was part of the Constitutional Convention. And so advocacy is just part of what we do, and I can't think of something better to advocate for than kids getting a good education. It'll change their lives.
Was your dad Buddy Romer?
My dad was Buddy Romer.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, Governor of Louisiana. All right, that's good.
Yes, long time ago.
Yeah, let's talk. I remember. Let's talk about charter schools and the history, if we can, for a little bit of context, because it seems as though it's the kind of thing where we just take them for granted, but they always haven't been here. Tell me the history of charter schools in Louisiana, if you can.
Yeah, this year actually is the 30th anniversary that the law that created or allowed for charter schools in Louisiana was first signed in. I think it was under Edwin Edwards. And a lot of people don't, you know, if you live in New Orleans, you hear about charter schools because at one point in time, we were the only city in America that was 100% charter school. But we only have charters in about, 22 of our parishes in the state. So a lot of people don't know little things like that they're public schools. But 30 years ago, the legislature, the governor, and others thought that it would be important to create opportunities within the public school system for families to have choices beyond their traditional neighborhood school. And so charter schools were created to be that public school choice, but to be held accountable, meaning that if they don't make the grade, then they don't get to continue to serve kids. It's our biggest difference from a traditional public school is the fact that we can be closed down.
So what allows somebody to start a charter school for a school to go from being a public school to a charter school? How does that process happen, Caroline?
Yeah, there are different types of charter schools, everything from an existing traditional that converts to a charter school or just a brand new idea, startup charter school. And you have to go to your local school board. with an application. Every school district in the state has an application process. It's very rigorous. It's intense. It can be a group of people, like you and I could decide, like, hey, we want to start a charter school focused on the media and communications, but we would need some educators to be part of our group. And again, you go through an application process that includes interviews and very rigorous. And if you get approved, then you get to open your school, and you are funded just like a traditional public school is through what we call the MFP, the Minimum Foundation Program. And you go about your business on a contract. That's what a charter means. Charter is a contract. And so you have a contract anywhere from 3 years to 10 years, depending on how you're performing. And if you ever don't meet the standards that are in your contract in academics, finance, legal, governance, et cetera, then the school board or your authorizer has the right to tell you, go find something else to do because you are not going to do this anymore.
I think people confuse charter school with private school. Charter schools are, for the most part, public, accurate or not?
Yes, they are public schools, but they're governed by a nonprofit board. Every charter school in the state has a nonprofit board of volunteers that act like their school board, right? And they make decisions related to the budget and to hiring and evaluating their school leader. But in return for the higher accountability standards that charters have, they're given more freedom to make decisions inside their building, about their budget, about their personnel, about their curriculum, their calendar, things like that. They're given flexibility, autonomy around, with the idea being if we allow educators and parents to make decisions as close to children and their students as possible, we can get better outcomes, meaning with that flexibility, you can pivot, you can adjust, you can serve students individually better. But again, if you make bad decisions and you don't do that well, then that contract becomes a problem for you and you don't get to do the work anymore.
Let me take a break. We'll talk about outcomes when we come back and how charter schools compare.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here with traditional schools and also how the legislative session went. We're talking to Caroline Romer, daughter of former Governor Buddy Romer, executive director of the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Me line is open at 504-260-1870. Text them in. I'll pass them along. Please don't text and drive. Traffic now, WWL. 657, Tommy Tucker, WWL. In sales, they call it surfacing objections. I'm not selling anything, but I do try to bring, tell people about things and educate people about things and ask them if they have any questions to bring those to the surface. Caroline Romer is our guest, Executive Director of the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools. I asked you to text in your questions, Caroline. Somebody texted in and said, some of those liberties allow charter schools to exclude students with disabilities, particularly significant disabilities. Can you ask your guest to speak to that, please?
Absolutely. Thank you for the question. So in the law, it's very specific that charter schools are to be open enrollment unless they have a special mission. So, for example, a school could have a mission around foreign language, and it allows them to set some criteria around admissions for that purpose. But otherwise, charter schools, like public schools, if they have a seat that's available, they are to serve all students. They are not allowed to discriminate, including against students with special needs. And that's the type of issue that if they are not in compliance with that, their authorizer, as we call them, has the right to create corrective action plans or, to the extreme, not renew their contract to continue to serve students.
And somebody texted in, somebody else from a different number, they get to pick their students. They are de facto private schools, but you're telling me that's not true, correct?
It's not true. There are a handful of schools in New Orleans that converted to being charter schools that had selective criteria before they were charters. Those are the only schools allowed to have that selective process as charters. Again, the law very specifically says that you are to have an application process that is not first come, first serve. You gather the applications during a certain period of time that is publicly announced. Once those applications are gathered, if you have more applications than you have seats, by law, the school must run a blind lottery to select the students for that school. So I know there's a lot of chatter, a lot of myths, in my opinion, about what charters can and can't do, but that admissions criteria is set in law and very clearly states that you are not to discriminate.
I hope you have a chance to come back, because I do want to talk about how they stack up against the traditional school models and that they answer to school boards, et cetera. Caroline Romer, thank you, and I hope we talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Caroline Romer, Executive Director of the Louisiana Association of Charter Schools. When we come back, we'll talk to Martin O'Connell about an invasion in Louisiana of tilapia. Then we'll talk about the legislative session.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.